Hey, what's up, friends? Welcome to Passion Prevails podcast. I'm pretty sure you know the news already that Kobe Bryant passed away. It's a helicopter crash. And it's super sad. Di ko inexpect na malulungkot ako ng ganito. I grew up, I was not really a Kobe Bryant fan. I grew up hating him kasi fan ako ni Allen Iverson. But over the years, I was able to appreciate his greatness, basically. How he handles himself, how he's obsessed. His work ethic, his everything, his like mindset. Alam mo yun, yung pagiging competitive niya. It's really inspiring. And he's one of the people that embodies this passion prevailing above all else, above anything else. Passion goes first. He went all in, and he made decisions and never looked back. I just wanted to do this short episode just to, you know, as a tribute to him, because he's one of the passionate dudes I've watched, and grabe. You can never really tell hanggang saan yung buhay natin. All we can do is pretty much live this life as much as we can. Gawin natin lahat ng mga bagay na nakakapagpasaya sa atin. Gawin natin lahat ng mga bagay na nakaka-inspire ng ibang tao. Just like him, you know, he did his best. He was obsessed to do his best. Every step of the way, and along the way, he was able to inspire millions and millions of people. And man, Mamba mentality will live on forever. I'm pretty sure hindi ito magtatapos sa generation natin, and it will continue to touch and inspire the coming generations pa. And I hope kayo mga nakikinig, I hope we will be able to embody the same tenacity, the same work ethic, the same, you know, pagiging obsessed sa craft natin, pretty much in pursuing our passions. And one of the most inspiring things that I remember Kobe was doing was a campaign for Nike, yung Love the Hate campaign. I like that kasi all this negativity that was thrown to him, parang the mindset was, you use it as motivation, you use it as fuel, you don't let the opinions of other people be a hindrance to your pursuit of passion, to your pursuit of greatness. You don't let the negativity stop you, you don't let the negativity affect you, you know, and eventually you will learn to embrace all of this and use this as motivation, use this as fuel to move forward. Man, it's super sad. Hindi ko na-expect na maging ganito ako kalungkot. But it's just surreal knowing na Kobe Bryant has left us already. And one thing's for sure, yung legacy niya will live on forever until the end of time. It's up for debate, but it's one of the greatest to ever play the game. I don't know if there will be anyone who will come and do the same things that he did. You know, Mamba mentality will always be Mamba mentality. That's what they say. When you leave this world and you die, that's where people eventually, you know, appreciate your greatness. But you know, I'm low-key Kobe Bryant fan, but as like, shit, speechless na ako, man. Well, I hope we will be able to take something from it, be inspired with his work, be inspired with his mentality, be inspired with his tenacity, be inspired with his obsession for greatness. So yeah, I will keep this short. Rest in peace, Kobe. Thank you for everything, man. Mamba out. Mamba mentality forever. Peace out, friends. See you in the next episode.